conditional use number 2577, Solstice DE Development Company LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2577 for Solstice DE DevCo LLC for a solar energy facility in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Number two, the solar array will be located on approximately 19.92 acres of a larger 33.59 acre tract. In accordance with the forest assessment prepared by the applicant, approximately 13.47 acres of woodlands will be preserved along with a proffered donation to the Sussex County Land Trust for the additional woodlands planting and preservation. The array areas compiles with all the code requirements for separation distances and setbacks from property lines and dwellings. Number three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Number four, the proposed solar array is located on a parcel of land that is surrounded on three sides by land used for agricultural purposes, including poultry houses. The fourth side is wooded. Number five, the application generally complies with section 115-172.I of the Sussex County Zoning Code regarding solar arrays. Number six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways, and DelDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be diminutive. There is no regular employees on that site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, can we please? He's trying to read a motion. Go ahead.
Number seven, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is beneficial for the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Eight, the recommendation is subject to the condition set forth in section 115-172I of the zoning code and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of the conditional use. C, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a 7-foot tall fence to comply with the height requirement of the National Electric Code. The fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. D, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a landscaped buffer strip of open space, a minimum of 100 feet from any street lines, and a minimum distance of 50 feet from all property lines. The forested buffer shall be at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the property adjacent to lands of other ownership and Millsboro Highway, Route 24, except for the access and entryway area where the utilities and stormwater infrastructures prevent maintenance of a vegetated or forested buffer. This landscape buffer shall use existing vegetation or shall be planted with evergreen vegetation that serves as a screen while not impeding the use of the solar array facilities. The location and types of vegetation used within this buffer area shall be included in a landscape plan provided with the final site plan. E, as proffered by the applicant, to offset the impact of woodland clearing, it shall donate to the Sussex County Land Trust, or the SCLT, funding for reforestation at a ratio of 3 acres forested for every 2 acres of forest cleared, at a rate of $3,000 per acre of reforestation, subject to final unappealable site plan approval. F, the solar panel and array area shall be located at least 200 feet away from any dwelling on neighboring properties, with the nearest dwelling situated 204.8 feet away. G, transformers and similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site at least 200 feet from any dwelling on neighboring properties. H, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes, Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. J, there are approximately 4.25 acres of wetlands on the property that shall remain undisturbed. As proffered by the applicant, there shall be a wetland buffer that is at least 30 feet wide from all wetlands within the property. K, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. L, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that the funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of its conditional use. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second the motion.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2577, Soltage DE Development Company, LLC. Mr. Passwaters, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.